Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, September 29th, 2025. 9:29:25, 10 and a half minutes past the hour here, and boy, does it not feel like the last Monday in September. My goodness. Yesterday, we almost were at 90 degrees. Today, we're going to be in the mid to upper 80 degrees. Tomorrow, mid 80 degrees. And then Wednesday, we head into October, so it is warm as we're heading into the month of October. I think when we came into September, it was feeling like autumn. Now that we're actually in autumn, it doesn't feel that way at all. Should mention the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you like the warmer weather sticking around longer? Now, isn't this what they used to call? Now, I have to make sure I get this right, but isn't this what they used to call Indian summer, which I think then probably became Native American summer? Maybe now it's called Indigenous People summer. I don't know, but isn't this what they used to call that, where it was warm later in the year, that when the temperatures are supposed to start coming down, it's still very summery weather? I remember when we were doing the Little Brown Jug a couple weeks ago, it was one of the warmest Little Brown Jugs, probably the warmest Little Brown Jug that I had ever covered. It was close to 90 degrees that day. So I don't know, is this what Indian summer was once called when we go into October and it's still very warm, which looks like is what's going to happen as the week goes along? You know, I'll tell you, it is a Monday. I got up this morning and I thought, you know, it's just another Monday. And there's not a whole lot going on in the world right now, really. I mean, there's something going on all the time, but locally, we don't have a lot going on right now. There is no city council meeting tonight or anything of that nature, so nothing really to talk about there. Except stuff that we've already talked about and has been left over. But people do like to talk about things. There's always a new facet coming around the corner, and heaven knows what that will be. You know, I'm interested to see what the next 3 months will bring before the end of the year. We have an election coming up. We'll see how that all goes. I think the focus of that will probably be on the city council races, because the whole idea of Charter City, once we started talking about that, when it was decided that was going to be on the ballot, when was that, back in July or August? Really not much talk about that since. And I was talking about that with somebody over the weekend, that this thing is not really being talked about at all. Some people are bringing it up, but it is interesting to me that it seems to be split up into three groups now. There are the people who absolutely do not want the Charter City, and then there are the people who do want the Charter City, but that group has broken off into two separate entities. One side of that group, they want the Charter City, but it seems as if they just want it to get rid of the treasurer and get rid of the auditor and make those direct hire positions within the city. And then the other group really wants a lot of change. They want to get rid of the mayor, possibly get a city manager. They want to redo how a lot of things are done in the city. And I'm not even sure those two groups get along. And I think that's going to cause a great divide in that Charter City vote. Even if the Charter City does pass, those 15 names on that Charter City Commission are going to be very important, because you've got really three different groups now instead of two. It's not just people who want the Charter City and people who don't want the Charter City. Now it's people who want the Charter City, but who only want to change a few things. People who want the Charter City and they want to change a lot of things. And then there's the group that doesn't want the Charter City at all. So it's kind of a messy situation. And we're getting down to about a month away from the election, and nobody's really talking about it on any big level. So maybe it's the forgotten thing. And does the public really know anything about it? I don't know. I don't even know that I really know anything about it. People aren't really saying what they want. They're using broad terms like, we want to make things good. We want to make things better. Well, I don't know. I don't really know what that means, to be honest with you. Those are kind of amorphous terms. But here we are. And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, I will tell you something that was done around the studio here. We did this last Friday night. We have decorated for Halloween. Now, decorating for Halloween around here is not a huge process. It's not like Christmas. But we have some garland up in the studio. We have some pumpkin garland. We have some skeleton garland. We actually do have a skeleton up on the wall. We should probably give this skeleton a name. But we do have a skeleton. We have some garland that I think is, it's bats, purple bats. We have that. Then we have a pumpkin that actually lights up. I guess you'd call it a jack-o'-lantern because the face is carved. We have that lights up. And then on a table in here, we have some cobwebs with spiders, and we do have an actual pumpkin. Every year, now here's a fun fact about this radio station. Every year we actually do buy a real pumpkin at the end of September as we head into October. We use it on the set. We use it in the background. It's a good Halloween decoration. And we also keep it around during the Thanksgiving holiday because pumpkins are still good then. And they hold up for a long time. But we have a real pumpkin in the studio. Now this year, something that we added. When the Halloween cereal went on sale, and I'm talking about the real Halloween cereal, Count Chocula, Boo Berry, Frankenberry, when that went on sale, I bought a box of each. Or when it first, did I say on sale? See, when I say on sale, it makes me think that it's discounted. I guess when it was first available. Because people buy this up by the truckload, and then by the time October comes around, you cannot get this cereal anymore. So I do have a box of Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry. And that is also now on display in the studio. And what's interesting, if you go back in the history of this cereal, it used to be that Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry were cartoons. And they had voices and, you know, there were commercials and that's how you sold the cereal. But now it says Jim Henson's Boo Berry, Jim Henson's Count Chocula, Jim Henson's Frankenberry. So apparently, the legendary Jim Henson company, of course Jim Henson left us long ago, apparently the Jim Henson company now owns this cereal. And the characters on the front of the box, Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry, are now puppets. Is there some kind of puppet show going around with these cereal characters? Do they even sell these cereals any other time of the year now other than Halloween? Now, I know they used to be available, at least Frankenberry and Count Chocula used to be available year-round, but I don't think they are anymore. I think they're only available at Halloween time. But I why are they puppets? Are they in movies? Does anybody know the answer to this? Now, here's a real tough question for you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Love your Frankenberry.
Frankenberry's the best, but they don't sell it all year, do they?
I have no idea.
You know, there was a drop on the feed after you said Jim Henson's Frankenberry, Jim Henson's this or that. Are you aware that the Muppets, Jim Henson and everything, belongs to Disney?
Well, I can believe that. I didn't know it, but I can believe it.
Yeah, yeah. It's, oh, as Mel Brooks said in Spaceballs, merchandising, merchandising.
Well, it's interesting because even when these became seasonal serials, they still had the cartoons on the front of the box. But now as I'm looking at the box, they are puppets on the box. And it does say Jim Henson's.
They're puppets?
Yeah, they're not cartoon characters.
So they're not a cartoon character. They're like a hand puppet, or are they like a Muppet kind of deal?
More like a Muppet kind of. I don't know if they're run by hands or not, but they're Muppets, and I'm thinking, where do these appear other than the box?
You got me. Maybe it's, it's the marketing Einsteins that try to do things. Maybe the 1st of October or something or other, there's going to be a thing. Hey, send in 50 box tops from Count Chocula or Frankenberry and get one of the puppets, Muppet puppets or whatever, you know?
Well, maybe the commercials for this stuff will be puppets. I don't know. I haven't seen any of those commercials, or maybe there's going to be a special, but it is weird because all the years these have come out, I never remember them saying Jim Henson's, and I never remember them being puppets. I don't know what that's all about. I would assume if the Jim Henson Company acquired them, that they're going to do something with them, and if they have puppets, that they certainly are going to do something with them, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, here's a news flash. Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to be made into a Muppet puppet kind of thing as Van Helsing, and he's going to fight Count Chocula.
Well, wouldn't that be good? I mean, you know, we need a good story this Monday.
Yeah, we need something. But it's, I haven't bought cereal in so long, and it's amazing to walk down the aisles at any of the grocery stores and see the volumes of all of that stuff there. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
So, well, people love the cereal. That is still a very popular item.
You get the sugar, you pour milk on it, there's more sugar, so you get your buzz for the morning to get your heart started and going out into the world.
But, you know, I would have to say, though, that in the 80s and 90s, cereal was much more popular. I mean, there were many more commercials. Almost every cereal brand had some kind of spokesperson or spokes character. I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think if you asked a kid who's the spokesperson for Fruit Loops, I don't think they could tell you, or the spokesperson for Frosted Flakes. So I think it's gotten less in that way. And every cereal used to have some kind of toy in it, or, you know, they were running some kind of prize. That doesn't seem to happen anymore, but they're popular.
It's a changing demographic between the 80s, 90s, and then now. Plus, I mean, I can't pick up 610, 428 anymore off of my antenna, but are there cartoons on Saturday morning that are, you know, the counterpart to the soaps, only with breakfast cereals?
Not that I'm aware of, but the soaps are pretty well gone now, so more or less that's a bygone thing.
Well, it's too bad we don't have a new version of Pee-wee's Playhouse. That was always fun to watch Saturday morning.
You know what's interesting? Friday night, we had I had Andy Huggins on. Now, Andy Huggins is, I should not say he's a new comedian, because he's been doing it for 45 years, but he's gotten a lot of attention recently because he was on The View. They started the Comedy Corner again, and he was the first guest in their Comedy Corner. And it happened a week ago Friday. And I was talking to him, you know, The View is the number one show in daytime. And I said, since you were on The View, how has that affected your career from virtual obscurity? And he said, you know, I really haven't gotten a lot of feedback. I get a lot of more feedback from things that are going on the internet. And I think, really, we rounded that curve, certainly within the last 5 years, to where I don't even know that going on a network show or going on television to that degree really means anything anymore. If this guy's getting more attention from the videos at 75 years old that he's putting out on YouTube than he is from his appearance on The View, then I think that says something about terrestrial television and terrestrial radio, because The View is on a network and it's the number one daytime show.
Well, I think it means that there is great hope for short attention span theater.
Well, do you think that's what it is? Because I am fascinated that most of the podcasts that are out there now, including the number one podcast, Joe Rogan, are very long. They're longer than the average television show is.
Well, with Rogan, you get, I think, from the ones that I've watched, and yeah, you know, they're anywhere from a 1 hour to a little over two hours. But you get really an intimate portrait of the people that are on there.
Yeah, but they're all like that. If you look at anybody's podcast, nobody's going less than an hour. I mean, they're all long. They are not 3-minute snippets. So I don't know if attention span's in trouble or not.
YouTube. YouTube has those shorts that are on there.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that the top podcasts, they have guests on, and they have them for the whole hour or 2 hours or whatever it may be. Or if they're discussing a topic, like I know true crime podcasts are very popular, they'll go on for 1 or 2 hours. I think that's interesting. So I don't know if the attention span is dead. I just think that it's, I don't know. I think it's a different way of looking at things. If you would have told somebody 5 years ago that internet would be the way to go for radio and television, they would have said you were nuts. But
Think about this. If Paul Harvey were alive today, and now for the rest of the story, just think of the podcasts that he could have and how much more information he would be able to give out.
Yeah, but
that's one of the things that if anybody's ever listened to Rogan, I mean, they kind of cover the spectrum of a lot of things, but then sometimes they'll focus on one or two issues in that. But I think you really get to see the personality of the people that he has on.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of him. I've seen a few clips of things that he's done. But what I think it is with internet has always, the advantage is it's when you want to listen to it.
Right.
It's not demanded that you listen to it at a certain time. And also,
well, you can start it, stop it, come back a day later and pick it back up where you left off.
Right, there's that. And then there's also the idea that you can go back and listen to old shows when you want. And I think that that is also a big push for the internet. And I remember...
Amazon live television and that. If you go through the menu of stuff there, you can watch. I got to believe they're all there. All 30-some years of Johnny Carson, which, wow.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. I think it's interesting that it has changed so much. But I don't know. I'm still not willing to say it's for the better yet. I mean, I think new content is good. I think more content is good. But I also think people have very few shared experiences anymore. And it's hard to find somebody to say, hey, I caught the blah, blah, blah podcast. Did you? That's going to be a hard thing to have happen. And I don't know. There's something about that that throws things off a little bit. And now also that anybody can do it, you get a lot of things out there that are very non-factual and just people kind of rolling things off their head.
There's a lot of noise. A lot of noise out there.
Yeah. Now, I
said a lot of things that bring people together. Wasn't that what you said?
Yeah.
You know, it's unfortunate, but it seems as though the only thing that really brings people together is tragedy. You know?
Oh, yeah, we love a good tragedy.
Well, not the fact that we love it as much as we get together to make things better, you know?
Well, it is fascinating. I was going to say, hey, I got the email this morning about the Marian Star article, but I couldn't pull it up because I'm not a subscriber. What was the story about?
Oh, geez. Son of a gun. That amazes me. That article said, share this with friends. But it doesn't say, oh, your friends have to have a subscription to the Star. I've got the Dispatch, $1 for 1 month, but then I can get the Marian Star from that as well. It was an article about the Soapbox Derby.
Oh.
And these 80-some-year-olds, they had races up there at Akron. And it just kind of substantiates, gee, wouldn't it be great for the 2050 celebration to have Soapbox races there on the Prospect Street overpass going down and then down to Columbia Street?
Now, the only question I have about this, and I guess I'm not in the safety category here when we first talked about this, but I guess I think the people would say who are running these events, and there are commissions in town who are planning these events, is what correlation is this to the 250th anniversary of the country?
How does it correlate to the 250th? You know, racing in general has been part of the United States pretty much, I would say, the 1600s or whatever. You had horse races, foot races, racing, competition. You can even go back further than that, back to Greek and Roman times, the Olympics, etc. And, you know, the United States of America was the major manufacturer of automobiles. And, you know, it's just a competition. And it's a, you know, something that's fun. A family can get together or a business can build a soapbox race car and sponsor, like from one of the car dealers, or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all kinds of organizations could have a good, fun competition. And it really doesn't cost a whole heck of a lot to build one of those to the Soapbox Derby specifications.
Well, you know, I don't know if it'll happen. Have you ran this idea by somebody from the 250th Commission?
Don't know who any of those folks are.
You know, I don't know who's setting it up either. I know they've had a couple meetings. I think it has something to do with the Community Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll call Julie Prettyman up and see about that. But, you know, it was one of the things that Charlie Evers suggested, and we were talking about it at one time. I mean, you know, who would have thought, oh, let's have a race. What was that with the peanut push? And then there was a wheelbarrow race and things like that. He came up with, you know, things a little quirky, but yet fun, simple, fun things to do that would be entertaining to watch. So, you know, maybe it's the Soapbox Derby that could be part of it. I always thought one of the things that would be cool at the Popcorn Festival is have a glass container you could see through and take bets on how long would it take for that kernel of popcorn to pop. Have a little bit of betting. Oh, I'll bet it'll do it in 5 seconds, then so on and so forth, and be able to see various kinds of corn popping.
Well, you know, ideas are never a bad thing. I think the more ideas we have to pick from, the better we are.
Well, be fun to have a scavenger hunt, too. You can imagine how that would go. Kind of, I don't know, you were aware of the Pokemon thing? Is that what it was called?
You know, I was aware of it. I didn't know much about it, but I was aware of it.
I didn't either, but, you know, some kind of teams with scavenger hunt kinds of things. But there's a whole lot of things that can be done that can be fun to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States. So one is only limited by their imagination, which unfortunately sometimes is limited by those who can't see beyond the end of their nose.
And we go on down the road. Thank you.
To a better tomorrow.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, that's a nice, easy topic. With the 250th anniversary of our country less than a year away, what should we do to celebrate this here in Marion? Because there are committees that have been put together to do this. What would you like to see? Would you like to see the Soapbox Derby? I know this idea has come up before. Would you like to see the Soapbox Derby going down the Prospect Street overpass? See how that goes? Maybe a scavenger hunt? Who knows? A lot of ideas could be brought to the table here. You know, I don't think it's ever bad to bring an idea to the table. See what people think of it. You know, a lot of times you get together with people, you bring an idea, and then people add to it. And it becomes a bigger thing. But in any event, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any ideas on how we should celebrate the 250th anniversary of our country here in Marion, Ohio? Now, and we can also talk more about this whole cereal thing. Because I'm fascinated as to why Jim Henson has taken over the Boo Berry, the Count Chocula, and the Frankenberry. Don't understand it. Don't understand why it's on the cereal box. And I don't understand why they are puppets now. I think there's something strange going on there. I think we're going to see some kind of a commercial with these puppets, or maybe some kind of a Halloween special. You never know. But has anybody else noticed this? Does anybody else eat these cereals? I honestly have not eaten them, because we have three boxes here that are unopened that we use for decoration in the studio. But Frankenberry would probably be my favorite, though. I'm not a big chocolate person. I think I've said this on the air before. But I probably like Frankenberry the best, but I don't get this whole Jim Henson connection that's going on with these cereals. So if you have any thoughts on that, let me know. 740-383-9944. Well, as I said, we decorated the studio for Halloween last Friday. Now, when is it okay to decorate for Halloween? Have you put your Halloween decorations up? Because it is warm right now. So I guess if you do things outside, this would be a good time to do it. But is there a lot of decorating that goes on for Halloween? I would think second to Christmas, that's probably the biggest holiday or biggest event, Halloween not really being a holiday. I would say that's probably the biggest event that we decorate for other than Christmas would be Halloween. So are people decorating already? Do you jump the October 1st start line to decorate for Halloween? Let me know. 740-383-9944. A lot of people really get into this. Now, as I said, we now have the WGH pumpkin in the studio, but we do not carve this pumpkin. We do not decorate it. It's just here. It's a prop. We use it for pictures. We use it for the television tapings on Wednesday night. You know, we keep it for about 2 months, as I said. We keep it through Halloween and we keep it through Thanksgiving. But how long is a pumpkin supposed to last? Does anybody know that? Now, see, there's a good agricultural question. I don't think we've ever had an issue with a pumpkin going soft or having any issues like that. But how long does a pumpkin last once you buy it? You know, pumpkins go on sale September, October. But how long do they last before they might go south? Does anybody have that information out there this morning? How long does a pumpkin last? Now, I know once you carve it, because you hollow it out, that it doesn't last very long once you do that. But how long does a pumpkin last if you don't do anything to it? Well, if you know the answer, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. You know, years ago, I saw where people were carving pumpkins, you know, jack-o'-lanterns, doing that sort of thing. And the way to preserve a pumpkin from the inside was to spray it with hairspray. Now, I don't know if that's still a thing or not, but I remember hearing that the way you preserve the inside of a pumpkin so the pumpkin does not dry out and go by the wayside before Halloween is that you spray the inside of it with hairspray. Has anybody else ever heard that? I know that I have heard that before. Has anybody ever heard the whole idea about spraying a pumpkin with hairspray? I don't know if that's a good thing to do or not. I'm not recommending that. Don't take that as a recommendation. But I did hear that at one point. Have you ever sprayed a pumpkin with hairspray to preserve the insides of it? Kind of a little autumn talk here this morning as we head into October on Wednesday. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So again, the questions right now, when do you start decorating for Halloween? And how do you preserve these pumpkins? And how long does a pumpkin last? That's what we really want to know. How long does a pumpkin last? And what would you do for the 250th anniversary of this country, under a year away? How would you like to see that celebrated here in Marion? 740-383-9944. And I have to tell you, we have done a good job with this pumpkin this year. We've got the cobwebs wrapped around it. So it's really a scene when it comes to Halloween decorations here in the studio. All right, so that's where we are. Maybe people don't decorate a whole lot for Halloween anymore. I think there's a lot of things that people don't do a lot of that they used to do a lot of. You know, people were very, very into decorating for Halloween. They were very into decorating for Christmas, 4th of July, Easter, things of those nature. I don't think they're as big as they once were. I think, you know, internet, cell phones, we've got other things to do. We don't have time to decorate. All right, well, what else is going on here? Well, I'm going to talk more about The Golden Bachelor. I've never seen The Golden Bachelor. I still haven't watched The Golden Bachelor. But here in Marion, we're tangentially involved with this because one of the contestants on The Golden Bachelor, Lisa, is billed as being from Marion. And, well, you got to find that fascinating. Although I have not seen any hoopla about Lisa being the Golden Bachelor. Now, maybe they are having parties or something of that nature, although I have not seen it. I think she's still on the show. But I'm not sure how this show works, to be honest. Now, it's been on a long time. It has something to do with there's a bachelor or a bachelorette. And then there's a bunch of women or men on the show. And then every week, one of them gets kicked off the show. Doesn't that sound like love? Every week, somebody gets kicked off the show until there are two people left. And then the man or the woman, the bachelor or the bachelorette, has to choose who they are going to marry. Now, here's the caveat in all this. They're really not going to marry him. Because that never happens in bachelor or bachelorette history. That's just showbiz. You see, I think in the history, like the 25-year history of The Bachelor, one couple has gotten married. People don't really get married on this show. So I'm not really sure why people are watching. Maybe it's just an entertaining show. But that's what happens. So don't let them fool you when they tell you that these people are going to get married, because these people are not getting married. That's not going to happen. I always thought that the last episode of this show should be people getting married, because now, wouldn't that make you really want to tune in if these people were forced to be married on the last episode of the show? I think that would be good, you know? And then you could track how long they stay together, and do they end up in a divorce, or do they live happily ever after? I don't understand why that doesn't happen. These people don't get married, but that's the show. Now, again, here in Marion, we're tangentially involved in this year, because one of the contestants on The Golden Bachelor is a Marion, Ohio person, or they're being billed as being from Marion, Ohio. Now, I've never heard of this person, but, you know, it's nice to have them on there. That's a good bit of news for Marion. But has anybody watched this? Are you excited about The Golden Bachelor? I don't know. You know, I can't bring myself to watch it, because every time I've ever tried to watch one of these shows for a news story, I always leave thinking, why are people doing this? Why do you just want to be on television? Why would you do this? Because I'm sure you can probably find a date in your own community. Do you think you're going to find real love on network television? Do you think that's where real love is? Does anybody understand this? 740-383-9944. But also, I want somebody to say that they know this Golden Bachelor contestant, Lisa, who is from Marion. Has anybody met this woman? Or is this some kind of scam? Did she just say she was from Marion, Ohio? You know, she wants to be from the Midwest. I don't know. I hope she's real. I hope this isn't one of those television stories that they're trying to heap on us here. You never know. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on The Golden Bachelor and our contestant from Marion? What if she would win? Boy, wouldn't that be exciting. The big story out of The Golden Bachelor last week, apparently the first episode of this show aired last week, and the women on the show took The Golden Bachelor to task, because on a podcast he had said that he wanted women aged 45 to 60. He didn't want any fake hips, and he didn't want any wigs. Now, this is a man over 60 himself. So he does, but I guess he's in good shape. I think he was a former football player or something. But he does not want any women as old as him. He does not want anybody with any fake hips, apparently. And he does not want anybody with any wigs. And the people on The Golden Bachelor, the contestants, found out about this, and they really ran him through the ringer for this, for making this comment. Because, you know, they feel that they're looking good and are doing well at 60, whatever they are. I don't know if there's anybody over 70 on that show or not, but, you know, they were upset. And I do believe that The Golden Bachelor did end up apologizing for making this statement, that he should not have made this statement. So does anybody have any thoughts on this? A good Golden Bachelor story to kick off this Monday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. I think it's nice, you know. I think you can probably find somebody at any age. You know, you don't want to go into the winter? You don't want to go into the winter of your life without somebody, basically, is what this show is saying. You know, even though we're 65, we do not want to go into the last quarter. We don't want to go into the fourth quarter without anybody around. Because somebody's got to be there to pull the plug. And somebody's got to be there to make sure you get to the hospital if you fall down. So I really think that's more of what this Golden Bachelor is really all about. You know, there are just certain things, certain facts of life that happen that when you get to the fourth quarter in life, you have to have these people around to make sure that the fourth quarter is not horrible. Can you imagine being in the fourth quarter and falling down and there's nobody there to hit the medic alert bracelet or dial 911? You've got to have somebody there. And if that is true love, well, then I'm all for it. You know, here you go. This is one of those instances where I'm willing to allow for true love, because you've got to protect yourself. In any event, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, does anybody know how long a pumpkin lasts? Because now that I've got this pumpkin in the studio, I'm staring at it. And I'm thinking to myself, did I buy the pumpkin too early? Because I want this pumpkin to last through Thanksgiving. And now that it's here on September 29th, I think it'll last through Thanksgiving, as long as we don't carve it up. Now, Thanksgiving does come a little late this year. I don't know. And also, has anybody else heard of spraying the pumpkin with hairspray to preserve the inside of it? I think I have heard that before. That's something you do, but I'm not willing to go out on a limb and say that's something you do. And then we've got the Halloween cereal, the Count Chocula, the Boo Berry, the Frankenberry, which are now owned by the Jim Henson Company, which apparently is a subsidiary of the Disney Company. Do we know why they're puppets now? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So there's a lot of topics for you here on the big broadcast this morning. Go ahead, caller.
So you didn't look up how long would an uncut whole pumpkin last?
No, because I've never had an issue with it. We've bought one every year, and they always easily last through Thanksgiving.
Well, according to Google, now, I guess this is an AI overview. Who knows? An uncut whole pumpkin can last several months, from 1 to 6 months, if stored in a cool, dark, and dry place around 45 to 55 degrees. In contrast, the carved pumpkin will begin to decay within days, with signs of softening or collapsing appearing within a week. But you have to remember, once that pumpkin, well, you didn't cut it off the vine, so whenever it was cut off the vine, right there is the beginning of the end.
But
how long will it take?
But you can get 6 months out of an uncarved pumpkin?
That's what it has.
Well, maybe that's why they always last.
It's got to be stored in a cool, dark, and dry place around 45 to 55 degrees. So if you got a refrigerator there in your office when you go home, put it in the refrigerator. When you come back, take it out.
Well, I don't know. The insides of the pumpkin, for all I know, could be awful by the time we get to Thanksgiving. But it just doesn't feel that way, because the outside of the pumpkin is very,
it's very firm in that.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is you keep it at room temperature, it's going to decay that much quicker.
Well, apparently, see, this is what I heard years ago, that when a pumpkin is carved, you have to do something to preserve it, because it will immediately start to decay. And I heard that hairspray fixes that.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, who knows.
Are you excited about the Golden Bachelor?
I have no idea. Never heard of it until you had mentioned it.
Well, it's because, you know, a Marion person's on there, so we're all just excited about that.
What? Kurt Detweiler's on there?
Oh, no. No, we don't know what happened to him. He might be in a whole different zip code by now.
He might be living in a pumpkin for all we know.
All we know. But when this was first announced that this woman, and I've never met anybody who knows her, but in any event, when it was announced that this Lisa from Marion, Ohio, and that's how they announced it, was going to be on The Golden Bachelor, there was a lot of talk about that. I remember the article was shared a lot on social media from people from Marion, and this was a big source of pride. But now that we've actually gotten along to where the show is airing, nobody seems to care.
Well, but, you know, there's too many, quote, reality shows, which really are not reality shows. They're scripted, they're directed, and the whole everything. You know, I think the jig is up. Check your email. I sent you two emails.
Okay.
And one you'll like. It's about pumpkins.
Oh, I like to see about pumpkins. Don't you think, this Golden Bachelor is hitting at the right time of these people's life, though? Don't you think in the fourth quarter is when you really need somebody there?
Well, when you say the fourth quarter, that tells me once you hit 75, you're getting into the fourth and final quarter. You know?
Well, I don't even know if it's that late. I think the life expectancy for men is 76, and I think for women it's 81. So, you know, your fourth quarter hits in your 60s, I think.
Yeah, well, depends on how you look at it. Age doesn't really mean much to me. I look at somebody, I can't tell how old they are, and age, I just doesn't mean anything. As long as you have purpose in your life, pep in your step, you're doing good.
Well, no, I don't think age means anything either. I think age is fine, but I just think you know your age, and you also know that there's just a higher risk of falling down at a certain point and breaking something, and they're also, for everybody, there's going to come a point where somebody's going to make the decision on if they're going to pull the plug or not. And this might be a good opportunity for people to find somebody who can do those things for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've often thought, I got to believe there is a service you can use to call you in the morning, make sure everything's okay, so on and so forth.
Well, there's that, but what if you don't answer? What if it happens in the middle of the night?
Well, when they call in the morning and they don't get an answer, then it's a cause to go do a welfare check.
Right, but here's what I guess I'm saying, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but let's say you get out of bed at 1:30, maybe you have to go do something, and you fall out of bed and hit the floor, and I would have to hate to wait until 8 o'clock for the welfare check to come in to get somebody in there, when if there's somebody in the house, they're probably going to hear you hit the floor or hear you making noises that can call the squad right away.
Well, you know, I guess, one, if they feel that way and there might be potential of that, they need to get one of those things, bracelets or things you wear around your neck to push the panic button or whatever.
Medic alert.
Something like that. I would hope that some people would have common sense to say, geez, I probably should get one of those. You know?
Maybe so. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, and we've got some people out there listening this morning on the internet. I just turned my head to look at this. Well, we're getting a comment from one of our friends out here this morning that says, well, if you're in the fourth quarter, you probably don't have any thought about age if you're already in the fourth quarter. And then one of our other listeners out here this morning is giving me the name of a person who does know this golden bachelor woman. You know, and by the way, I have talked to that person. I have not talked to the golden bachelor contestant, Lisa, but I did talk to the woman who said that she knows her very well. So, but I appreciate the information. I did see that as well. We're going to have a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this. Kind of a light morning this morning. Not really a political morning here. Kind of nice. Call in. It's a great conversation to have. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Find out how long these pumpkins hold up and why Jim Henson has taken over Count Chocula. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then onward and upward. I like
you always a little bit missed, of course, because